Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Folks who hate animal agriculture have a goal to eliminate all livestock on all farms. Back on that in just a moment.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. Back in August, there was a gathering of anti-animal agricultural extremists in Alexandria, Virginia. Speakers at that conference made one goal very clear, that animal rights activists want to end all forms of animal agriculture, regardless of how well animals are cared for. And Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says this is all about eliminating livestock farms of all sizes.
This idea of factory farming, quotes in that term is in quotes, of course, because it doesn't really have any defined or regulatory meaning. It's something that activist groups have really used and put out there into the public lexicon. But that's how they've really started this effort, and they really kind of line that out when they speak at these conferences, that, of course, at the end of the day, they want to end all forms of using animals and all forms of animal agriculture. But they think they're going to get further if they start with large-scale, modern, efficient production systems, which is that idea of factory farming. But, of course, the speaker this year was saying, we need to stop saying that because we are telling people that there are other forms of farming that are okay. And in our minds as activists, that's not true. So that message was repeated in several different sessions, that animal welfare is not enough. Animal welfare and humane farming is a myth. Those don't exist. All forms of agriculture, no matter the size, no matter the production systems, no matter the welfare standards in place, are not acceptable because we're still using animals at the end of the day. And, of course, that's something that we all are very well aware that that's their end goal. But to have them say it so bluntly, it's very helpful to see in their own words that that is the end goal. That is what they're working for. And they might be pushing for certain standards today, but that's because they're trying to move that goalpost to the end of there not being farms at all.
That idea of moving the goalposts or always changing what they're demanding, that's one of the tactics, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I referenced cage-free eggs earlier. Cage-free eggs were the big push two years ago, and there's already discussions of what does cage-free mean, and does it mean pasture access, and are they going to start pushing for egg producers to provide pasture access to all birds? Is that going to be the next thing? And that goes back to that message they said of we're not going away. Another quote was, we're not here to negotiate. So they're going to continue to push for that next thing. And over the past several years, they've gotten very savvy about all working together. It used to be maybe one group was working on one issue and another was putting pressure on something else. But over the past several years, they've really all come together and put pressure on companies for the same thing. So the last round, it was the cage-free eggs. Right now, it's broiler chickens. So chickens raised for meat are the big target of these activist groups. At the conference, one thing that they brought up was the next target might be aquaculture and fish production. So they all really come together and decide what their next target is going to be so they can exert that overwhelming pressure from a bunch of different angles.
What's a farmer rancher, in other words, what's somebody in production agriculture, what do they need to do in response to this, what you very clearly indicated was a coordinated effort of a lot of groups that want to do harm to how we raise our livestock for food and fiber?
Well, it's important to be informed, know who these groups are, know what they're doing, keep an eye on their tactics. But really, more important than responding, it's about engaging. So any conversations you can have in your communities with your supply chain, so wherever your products end up going, wherever they end up on a shelf or on a restaurant table for a consumer, make sure you're speaking throughout that supply chain about these issues and being proactive. We need to inoculate people against hearing these myths and misinformation. So we need to make sure that people have seen things for themselves. They know what really goes on farms. So when they hear these really outlandish claims, they can say, Well, that's not what I saw when I visited a beef farm last year. That's not what I know from that beef farmer in my community that came and spoke to my kids' elementary school class. So be the face of agriculture in your community so that when people have questions, they don't turn to the internet, they don't turn to some of these crazy claims. They know who to turn to get those questions answered and to learn more and feel confident in their food.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Chapman Angus and Guest have got their first production sale coming this Saturday, September 23rd at the Chapman Angus Ranch in Elmore City, Oklahoma. Daryl and David Chapman will be offering 125 registered Angus lots, including fall and spring pairs, bred and open heifers, and 25 registered Angus bulls. You can get details of the sale and a catalog at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 for details. The Chapman Angus Fall Production Sale this Saturday, September 23rd, Elmore City. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.